All right, let's move on to Rachel Lane. Get to be bad cop. I think the sampled vocal hook in this one is the spoken word bit from Night of the Living Dead, and you know, that's fine with me, I think. But I know that you, Chumpy, were worried about that going into this challenge, that maybe, you know, people would do that when it's kind of not what you'd envisioned for this challenge. I think I heard other stuff too, but it was almost inaudible in the background, or maybe I was hearing something outside my headphones or something. I'm not sure, it was that quiet. This is a novelty song, and when you're doing a novelty song, I think you need more laughs. When you run, it makes it fun for me. That's, I guess, a bit ironic or whatever. And the I Love a Man with Brains, you know, those aren't real side splitters. And there's a lot of what I think you'd call mugging in it, where it's like delivering this or that line spoken instead of singing with an exaggerated inflection to let you know that there's a double meaning here. This didn't bug me with the Agony Sauce diss track because the humor was kind of more sophisticated. And it didn't bother me with the Bafo Yucks Dudes diss track because, you know, they didn't have the exaggerated mugging or signaling or whatever was there. But here, I feel like I'm being kind of, I don't know what the word is. I think I'm being a little condescended to, or it's not condescended. It's more like...
You're being led.
Yeah, and it's a little obvious and the payoff isn't there. So, you know, great performance. I get it. It's very theatrical. And it's very Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, sort of, but I don't know. It just didn't reach me.
You know, the wordplay, it's all in your head, is probably the more clever of the rest of them. Like, it's better than I Love a Man with Brains. But, you know, props for eating brains. I think that's cool. The sample ties in with the idea behind the song, but it's a little underwhelming because it's not catchy and it's not really musical. Like, you can use spoken word stuff in a rhythmically interesting and hooky way. Like, Negative Land can certainly do this. But this sample just doesn't really grab me or doesn't really do much for me. Another problem I had with this song is that it's all tension and no release. It's all spooky and dissonant sounding, and I'm on the edge for most of it. And the points of relief that do come are few and far between. And honestly, it's a bit of a chore to get all the way through it.
Yeah.